Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast made possible by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com for hot deals on software for your mobile phone and more. Now, here's Matt McCubbin.
Hi, everyone. My name is Matt McCubbin.
Hi, I'm JJ Metal from BlindBargains.com, and welcome to part 3 of the Intel Reader review, and this time we are doing a head-to-head comparison between the Intel Reader and the KNFB Reader Mobile. We have them both right here. We have an Intel Reader sitting right here.
And we have a Nokia N86 with the KNFB Reader installed sitting right here. So
there we go. People have asked about other reading software such as Bale CBS, TechScout, etc. So what we'll do is later on we will do other podcasts with other OCR software and we will put them through these same tests and add that to the comparison. Right now we're doing Intel and KNFB because those are the two that we happen to have in front of us. What do we have here? Looks like 6 different things that we're going to try out. Everything from this postcard that came in the mail. We have an LCD screen, a can, a box of some sort of food, some sort of manual, and some really, really small print. So we're going to try out all this stuff. I'm going to do a couple, and Matt's going to do a couple. And we're going to see how it does in OCR. And we're also going to time each one of these. We're actually going to time them after we do the recording, and we will post the results for speed tests on the Blind Bargains website at blindbargains.com. So are we ready to go?
I think so.
All right, so let's turn both of these on. You ready?
Yep.
Let's do it. All right, we are ready to go on both of these. And see for this first one, this is a postcard that came in the mail. And I'm going to do this one first, looks like. And for this first test, I will start out with the Intel Reader because it's sitting right in front of me. So I'm going to... They say nose high, which is kind of interesting because that they assume they know how high your table is, I guess. But I'm going about a foot up.
Ship mode. Focusing.
I said yesterday, I felt like I was in a casino. Still kind of do. Now, this is a two-step process with the Intel Reader, so as soon as it says to hit the play button to play, I'm going to hit it for purposes of our timing test here.
Press shoot to cap.
Which I already did. And now it's processing.
American Red Cross Great Lakes Blood Services Region 1800 E Grand River Avenue, Lansing. ML48912 Nonprofit U.S. Postage Pay, Lansing, ML. Processing. 600 Western Michigan University FCERNHARDL Center.
All right.
1903 West Michigan Avenue, Kalamazoo, West.
It's a typical, it's a typical postcard. Didn't seem to do a good job of picking up on the text of that. And let's try that with the reader. All right. We should have to go. Sweet. And how high are we supposed to hold this reader about?
About 10 inches.
About 10 inches. Okay. I find that interesting. It read a lot of the same stuff, but in a slightly different order than the Intel Reader did.
Mm-hmm. And it also gave orientation information, so it told us that the page was upside down. So
some would say that doesn't matter, and that you would just want the page to read. So the Intel Reader did just read it. It didn't tell me it was upside down, but it still read it. But, you know, sometimes that's nice to know. So they both did a good job on this, though. You know, it's kind of be expected. This is your simple postcard. You know, it doesn't get much simpler than that. And we would have a lot of problems, I think, if it didn't read that. So, all right, Matt. This is some sort of manual to something. Do we do it with the reader first this time?
Oh, yeah, we can use the reader.
All right, and then the other reader.
All right, so I have the manual open here. Actually, it's the first page.
Image capture.
And I'm going to hold it about 10 inches off from the page.
Taking picture. Preprocessing picture inputs, articles, and labels format. Camera is 4 degrees clockwise relative to the page. Kodak Digital Science DVC 323 digital video camera. FSR at 0.ERA. Camera user's guide. End of text.
That's interesting because I don't know of any Kodak video cameras in this entire house. But apparently we have a manual for one.
I don't think the camera's here, though.
That's too bad. All right.
So we're going to now use the Intel Reader to try and take a picture of this. All right. I'm going to hold it about nose height from the page. And it's the same page we had last time. So.
Focusing.
So when we do our times, we're going to do it from the second that you press the button to when it starts reading. So be ready to hit play. We need some
press to capture another.
We need some like the Jeopardy think music in the background while we're waiting. Silence is eerie, isn't it?
Not CFC, 2 pounds M, camera U, end of document.
Oh, well.
We got the word camera.
But it didn't really tell us much else.
Should we,
we'll try another scan.
We'll try it one more time.
Ship mode. Focusing.
Alright, I'll try this T next. I'm gonna leave you all the hard stuff.
Yeah, it'd be kind of nice if they had some beeps or some progress tones or something. I mean,
processing 31 VF Kodak Digital Science DVC 323 digital video camera. Enter document.
All right.
Well, at least we know it's the Kodak something to do with the Kodak digital video camera. We really don't know what it is.
What was it, the word manual or something on the that the reader picked up?
It said user's guide.
User's guide.
User's
so
guide.
I'm not sure if it's in a different color or something, or there's maybe always the possibility that it was off the picture. You never know. So, all right, that's two things down. And now we're going to try something a little more complicated. And I have, this is a box from our cupboard. We're going to try the reader first, the Intel reader first this time. Yeah, because one of the main differences here is on the Intel Reader, it's a two-step process, and they did that so you could scan a whole bunch of pages.
Press shoot to capture another image.
At once. So it's kind of like it assumes you're in a batch mode, unless you tell it to start reading. So it's just a different approach. And we're hopefully waiting to hear something.
No text on page.
Okay, we'll try it one more time.
Maybe you should lower it or something.
We'll lower it a little bit, okay.
Ship mode. Focusing.
It is a small box. I'm ready this time. All right. So it has the image and we're processing it. And we'll see if we hear something.
Mark it.
Mark it.
Jake the Wild Huckleberry thrives in moist and well-drained subalpine meadows in the Pacific Northwest. We have crafted the essence of our indigenous sweet huckleberries with our estate black tea to bring you a perfect blend of flavors for a morning or after dinner brew. Ingredients: specialty blend, natural and artificial fibers.
Oh, they actually did quite well with this.
Seattle, WAF 800-73, texts Jake the Wild Huckleberry TH.
That is some delicious tea, by the way. Have you tried that?
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Market Spice out in Seattle.
Yes.
Image capture.
All right. Here comes the reader with the same thing and...
Taking picture. Preprocessing picture inputs, articles, and labels format.
Let's see what happens.
Camera is 90 degrees clockwise relative to the page. N. Mariette. The old duckberry thrives in moist and well-drained Siam alpine. Meadows of the Pacific Northland sliver are grafted the essence of our idecilitres.nf.
Came in a little more garbled, which we'll give it a second try. Any suggestions? Should we,
maybe lower it a little bit?
About there. Alright, here we go. This is the second attempt.
Reprocessing picture inputs, articles, and labels format. Camera is 1 degree clockwise relative to the page. Reprocessing image. Please wait. The image is upside down. JTW Wild Huckleberry thrives in moist and well-drained subalpine meadows of the Pacific Northwest. We have crafted chai essence of our indigenous sweet huckleberries with our estate black tea to bring you a perfect blend of flavors for a morning or after dinner breath. Ingredients, special tea blend, nitrogen.
Well, we got it. It took a lot longer than we're normally used to, but it did eventually get to it after it tried to reprocess the image a time or two. So that results ended up being a lot closer than some of the other stuff that we've done so far. Let's see, we have three things left here. Let's see, how about this piece of paper here? This one is special, per request on Twitter. This is, we printed it from the Congressional Record, and we printed it in 6-point font. That's too small for me to read. I can't see that text. But can you? Right. I don't think I could read it if it was 60-point either. But
all right, we're going to try it with the KNFB Reader mobile first. And I'm going to hold it about, like I said before, 10 inches from the page.
Taking picture. Preprocessing picture inputs, articles, and labels format. Camera 6 degrees counterclockwise relative to the page. Text cutoff on left. Condo 1 is in to ask unanimous consent that the bill be read a third time and pass motion to reconsider, be laid upon the table, and that any statements relating, and passed. End of text.
That's interesting. It missed a lot of text on that page.
All right, well, let's try it a second time.
Taking picture. Preprocessing picture inputs, articles, and labels format. Camera 6 degrees clockwise relative to the page. Text cut off on left. President, I and K unanimous consent that the Committee on Ban, Housing, Urban Affairs be discharged from further consideration of H.R. 2872 and I Senate proceed to its immediate consideration. E. Presiding Officer, without objection, it is so ordered. The clerk will report. President, I ask unanimous consent that the bill be read a third time and passed. Motion to reconsider be laid upon the table and that any statements relating, without objection, 2872 was ordered today.
All right.
It is so ordered. Third reading was read the third time. Text.
Other than the fact that you cut off a little bit of the text, it did better the second time.
Yes.
On that one.
So next we're going to try with the Intel Reader.
Ship mode.
Again, I'm holding it about nose height, maybe a little lower.
Focusing.
Not only the table, but how tall the people are, you know. A real tall person. It's gonna hold it too far away.
Press shoot to capture another image.
Alright.
I ask unanimous consent that the Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs be discharged for further consideration of H.R. 2872 and that the Senate proceed to its immediate consideration. The presiding officer. Without objection, it is so ordered.
Nailed it.
The clerk will report the bill by title. The legislative clerk reads as follows. A bill, H.R. 2872, to require the Secretary of the Treasury to mint coins in commemoration of Louis Braille. There being no objection, the Senate proceed to...
Yep. It got it perfectly.
Did it really just call him Louis Braille? I see. It's kind of like Louisville. All right. All right. We're going to move to a couple things that we might have some mixed success with. We have no idea. We have a can, and we have an LCD screen on a phone. So we'll see how these do. The can presents an interesting challenge for the Intel reader because it's a little harder to steady the picture with one hand, and I basically need to keep a hand on the can, but I kind of need to keep two hands on the reader. So, okay, there we go. It looks like it's gonna. If we do this, it's gonna stop rolling. It's a little trickier because of its heavier size.
Focusing.
Hoping that the can doesn't roll away from me. Why? Seems to take a little longer to focus a can. Or we're just going to keep this can sitting here in the same spot for the reader. And we will see what happens.
Press shoot to capture another image.
Cans are just such an interesting beast. Because you never know where the text is going to be. We might get the title, we might get the nutrition facts, we might get...
Nutrition TXLSEWIMG size 1/2 cup, 120 milliliters, the condensed soup is earnings per container app, sugar, salt, protein 3 GW, TEMINMO percent, vitamin C 0, pregnant LCALCIUM 0, degrees of iron 0%.
Well, I picked some words out of that.
Degrees 8WW soup, microtum, coffee D, in microvim, 7 to 9 min, careful, left to N, minute, THTN stir. Stove heat,
see occasionally. That's an interesting interpretation of that can. It kind of caught, probably depending on which part of the can you say, maybe. You know, some of it were off on an angle and things like that. Where's the reader?
Image capture.
All right. Let's try the same thing with the reader.
Taking picture. Processing picture inputs, articles, and labels format. Camera 0 degrees clockwise relative to the page. EEL is cooking noodle herbs. Side 10. Standard savory enough of ice and noodle soup. Of the belch, blue. RX solids, niacin, 0. Cooked chicken, thick and fat. Cooked U6 LUTAMATE. Onion sodium phosphates. B. Contains chicken 1 JHAL flavoring. B. CL. It. Nutrition facts serving size 1/2 cup, 12 gm condensed soup servings per container attack. Amount per serving glory 60 colones FR, equal and zebra.
Pretty similar. Some parts that are understandable, some parts that are a little bit garbled. But pretty similar results, at least as far as the accuracy between those two. I'm going to do one more here. This is a Nokia phone. Here we go. Then we're going to see if either of these devices have any luck reading the screen on the phone.
All right, so we're going to try to read this Nokia phone, and just so you all know, it's a Nokia N82 that we're going to be trying to read the screen of. So we're going to try and first use the KNFA Reader Mobile.
Processing picture inputs, articles, and labels format. Camera is 85 degrees counterclockwise relative to the page. Reprocessing image, please wait. Reprocessing image, please wait. Reprocessing image, please wait. Till. End of text.
You know, it's something that some people have said it's worked on a hit and miss basis. But it isn't advertised.
It also depends on the lighting, the flash. I mean, there's a lot of different factors when it comes into reading LCD screens. So,
all right.
Next up, we're going to try the Intel reader to read the same screen.
Ship mode. Focusing.
want a copy of all their sounds. Pretty cool.
Press shoot to capture another image. Sigma dollars, enter document.
Okay.
Not very useful either.
Sigma dollars, enter document. Ma, C. Ma, dollars. Ma, C.
Alright, nothing really useful either. So.
Alright, so there you have it, the comparison of a few things between the Intel Reader and the KNFB Reader Mobile. Let's have a little bit of discussion. What was your impressions?
Well, both devices, I mean, they were able to read things pretty well. I mean, the Intel Reader, I mean, the accuracy was pretty good. I guess the first thing as a totally blind person I'd think about is how quickly each device was able to begin reading. And definitely the KNFB Reader was a lot quicker in some cases reading. Not every time, you know, as you saw with the T, I believe the reader wasn't as quick. But especially for the legislative document, the reader started reading almost immediately, even though the accuracy might not have been as good as the Intel Reader.
Yeah, it does seem like the Intel Reader, in some cases, they have traded off a slower processing time for perhaps a little more accurate OCR. It depends on the document, but there's definitely a couple where it, on the first attempt, did really well at just reading things right off the bat. So I think your primary thing for the Intel Reader, I would say, is definitely for books, and you could just scan a whole bunch of pages or OCR a whole bunch of pages at once and have it process and go off and do something else while it's processing. And it's not as speedy as the reader, but the reader is probably more of an the KNFB reader, rather, is probably more of an on-the-go product than the Intel Reader.
Let's also talk about price. Since we're kind of comparing the two products, the Intel Reader right now costs $1,499, whereas a KNFB Reader running on a Nokia N82 or Nokia N86 costs about that much as well. So they're, you know, two different platforms.
You get a different set of extra features. So with the KNFB Reader, you get the phone and everything that comes with that. Mind you, if you want the rest of the phone to talk, you do have to spend an extra between $200 and $300 for a screen reading program. But with that, you do get everything else that comes with the phone, from the media player to contacts to reading notes and messages and all that sort of thing. The Intel Reader extras are the Daisy player, as far as like reading Bookshare titles and reading other titles like that. There's, you can play audio and MP3 files and things like that. And the converting text to audio is a nice little perk in the Intel Reader, I would say. But as we've talked about before, I think they are going for a little bit different markets. The advanced users who are used to a phone with 50 million things on the phone device would probably lean more towards the KNFB Reader, whereas if you want a single device that what it does is read books and does it all well, then the Intel Reader might be a little better choice for you. It's heavier. What you said, about a pound and a half.
Yeah. It's not as easy to use with one hand as a phone. The Nokia phones are quite light.
And, the size of it, too, is, it's probably it's a bit thicker. I mean, you can't put it in your pocket at one point. It's a device that you have to carry around just for reading things. I think this, the Intel Reader might be a little more well-suited for perhaps at a library where they have devices that you can check out or use at the library to take around and read things. I think it's pretty well-suited for an application like that where they don't want their patrons dealing with all sorts of other features that would be on the device that happens to have the KNFB on it. This is something that you could comfortably lend out to your patrons and let them read things at the library. So that's definitely one immediate aspect that comes to mind.
I think another thing that we need to take into account is the KNFB Reader has had several years of development. The Reader software has been, the original software came out in 2006, so almost three and a half years ago. Whereas, you know, the Intel Reader is still at 1.0, which, you know, came out last fall. So I'm sure they'll make, you know, optimizations to the software, and I'm sure it'll get faster. My take on it is I think they're underusing the hardware, especially the Intel Reader is running an Atom processor. It's actually quite a fast Atom processor. It's 1.86 gigahertz. So technically speaking, the Intel Reader should be able to perform OCR quite rapidly.
Yeah, that's between about 3 and 4 times as fast processor. Obviously, it's not just based on numbers, but compared to a mobile phone processor, you would expect a little bit faster performance than what you have, at least based on the hardware. And it, you know, considering the size of the unit, I'm a little surprised it didn't include some sort of memory card slot. You know, SD slot would have been very easy to add in. There is a USB port for plugging in a flash drive, or you can connect to a computer directly. But just given the size of the unit, I'm a little surprised that wasn't included.
Bluetooth also would have been nice for privacy, to hook up a Bluetooth headset or even to use a Bluetooth keyboard for editing documents. There is a way to rename documents on the device, actually, but it kind of reminds me of an old Nintendo style game where you gotta select each letter.
Exactly. Yeah. We demonstrated that on part two. If you want to hear how that works out, it does work. It's an interesting implementation, and like I said on the last podcast, I kind of call it the Trekker Breeze of reading systems now. It's, you know, it does reading, and it does it reasonably well. A lot of the features that we would like to see are more geared towards advanced users, although some of them I think should be included, especially like the memory card slot. I'm a little surprised that wasn't included. But for the actual reading, it has a very clear voice. It's one of the best implementations of Loquendo I've ever seen as far as responsiveness. A lot of other devices where I've seen Loquendo, it's very laggy and just unresponsive to when you press commands. So they did a really good job of implementing that here. And it makes for a very clear reading experience, probably one of the best voices you're going to hear on a reading product. And it's the choice of two, of the Dave or Susan. So that's definitely very nice. So there you have it, a comparison of the Intel Reader and the KNFB Reader Mobile. Again, for the actual speed results, check out the article on blindbargains.com that we're going to be publishing along with this report for speed tests, and you will see how everything measured up against each other. And as far as other software products and hardware devices, we're always willing to try out new ones. We have this set now of documents and boxes and cans that we will test with any product that is sent to us or that we can get our hands on. So Bale CBS, hopefully, and some of the other ones, we'll do our best to try those out, and we will do those same speed tests, and we'll let you know how they come out. So do appreciate you all listening. I'm JJ Mendel for Blind Bargains.
And I'm Matt McCullough.
Have a good day.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.